Number five is motivation and enthusiasm. And what they look for here is, again, it's your presentation. How do you speak? How do you answer? It's kind of related to number two, the speaking ability. But here they're maybe looking for, you know, do you look happy? Although at the interview you might be nervous, you have to look happy, you have to look like you're enjoying yourself, and basically, you know, you have to smile. Look at the interviewer, have eye contact. So that way, you know, they will look and see, oh, she looks like a wonderful person, or oh, he would be a terrific tour guide because he looks very friendly. He has a nice smile, he has a nice, you know, helpful nature. So this is something they look for on this for your motivation and enthusiasm. So even though you're nervous, you have to be an actor or an actress a little bit and pretend that you're having fun and that, oh, I'm enjoying this, okay? And actually some students after I've talked to said they actually had fun time at the interview. It's not, you know, torture. Some students actually have a nice conversation back and forth with the interviewer. So, you know, just act naturally, have a good time, pretend to, you know, it's something you're enjoying, because that's also part of the test. And the last one is your aptitude for a tour guide in terms of impression and hospitality. And what exactly did this mean? Well, to me it means, you know, you have to show that you're hospitable by putting yourself in the tourist position. The expression is putting yourself in the tourist's shoes. So when you are asked a question, you know, think about how the tourist would feel with your answer. Would the tourist be satisfied with your answer? Or would they need to ask three more questions to finally get the information that they need? Okay, so, you know, many times students will ask, I'll talk about what's important for being a tour guide, or, you know, what qualities are important. And most students answer, oh, the most important thing is hospitality. So with this type of answer, your attitude and impression of giving hospitality is important. And what this means is giving a complete and thorough answer. So for example, one of the questions they ask you is, you know, where can I buy souvenirs? And your answer is one word, Asakusa. Well, okay, that's not incorrect, but is that a good hospitality, you know, an answer based on hospitality? No. So what you would need to say, you know, you can go to Asakusa. And Asakusa, they have a shopping area called Nakamisedori, and in front of, on that street, there's lots of places you can buy souvenirs, such as folding fans and dolls and, you know, chopsticks and t-shirts and things like that. And also Asakusa is famous for its Sensoji Temple that is famous and the biggest temple in Tokyo. But if you don't go to Asakusa because you're busy, you can also go to a department store because they also sell some souvenirs. Oh, and then you've more or less answered the question. You might want to say Asakusa is easy to go to on the Ginza line, but also Asakusa line also goes there. So, you know, give some information, make it complete, and they think, oh, now I know what to do, what I can buy, where I can go, how I can go there. So that's the type of thing that they look for in your questions, okay? So again, it's not just one thing or emphasizing one over the other, it's the whole thing. So think about these when you're giving your answers. Sometimes in the answer in this book, they have a very thorough answer. Sometimes they're maybe long, so you don't have to say everything. Sometimes you might want to add more. And of course, that's fine, because make it your answer, and then practice that answer. Think about what you're saying. Think about what you want to say. You know, fix your answer, set it up, and once you have the answer you like, continue to practice that over and over again. To me, I think that's the key. It's not, you know, changing your answer every time you think about it, but it's to make a good answer for all these questions and practice it. And make it your answer. And what do I mean by that is, you know, use words you are comfortable with, okay? Many times these textbook answers are they're good, but they're maybe taken from the internet or they're taken from a book, and they're maybe like a textbook answer. They're not a real spoken, or they're not a conversational answer. So, you know, use the words you're comfortable with. So they might say, oh, you know, Mount Fuji is a majestic mountain. Well, if you don't like to say majestic, you could say beautiful. You know, just something you're easy, you know, some words that are easy to say. So make it your answer so you can change the words and make it fit. And the other thing is, in this type of class where you have, you know, a few people, the idea is to share information. That's why you're coming here. I'm trying to help you with maybe your grammar, pronunciation, adding good content, you know, telling you how you present your answer. But also other students, when they do their answers, they've really researched some information, and they actually have good information. And so sharing that information is good for you, because then you can think, oh, I can add that to my answer. That's actually very good. So if you're not sure what to say, you know, listen to what other people say. And that's also very helpful, because I found that many students enjoy listening to other people's answers because they learn from that. And again, the tour guide test, the interview is not, you know, being original and thinking, oh, she has a, you know, exceptional, interesting new idea, but it's to answer questions with certain phrases, with certain information, and that's what they're looking for. They don't want so much originality, but they want good answers that probably many of them are standard answers. And they're looking for that standard answer. And some of these information people share fit in the standard answer. So you can use that and make a better answer for yourself. Okay, finally, as you probably noticed, some of the questions they ask are probably not going to change very much from student to student. For example, the first question today is, how big is Japan? Well, it's what, 378,000 square kilometers. So if I ask you one student or 10 students, everybody's going to say about 378,000 kilometers. So there's not much, you know, you can change. But there's other types of questions that it's more maybe your own answer. So, you know, what is the best season to travel in Japan? Well, somebody might say autumn, somebody might say spring, somebody might say, you know, well, spring and autumn are usually good, but I like winter because I like to ski. And I like to go to hot springs where they have open air baths, you can see the snow. So every season's good. So, you know, everybody can change your answer. You can ask, you know, add information you like for your own answer. But, you know, again, some of these answers, especially today's questions, are going to be pretty much the same. So, you know, as we go through the course, because these answers are the same, and we're going to hear the same thing, I'll be asking extra questions. And I like to ask extra questions, you know, to test you. And I shouldn't laugh. But actually, I hear students like me to ask extra questions, because at the tour guide test, you don't know what people are going to ask you. You don't know what the interviewer is going to ask. So there's a little bit of nervousness. There's a little bit of what anxiety, like, oh, what are they going to ask? So when I ask you at the here, of course, it's just, you know, like a fun class. And, you know, it helps you break the nervousness, you know, being asked a question not on today's list of questions is fine. If you can't answer it, that's no trouble. Because that's a test to see, can you answer these questions? And if you can't, then, you know, I'll help you answer them. So I think that's important, and also it adds variety to the class when I ask different questions not on here. So, you know, expect some different questions that maybe you didn't study for today, but you probably have an idea, because they're pretty standard questions they ask a lot. Finally, as you noticed, in the book they've asked some questions, and they have the parentheses after. For example, the first question, how big is Japan? And they have in this parentheses, 2009. And that means that in 2009 they asked this question. Okay, so that gives you an idea of some of the questions that they've answered and when they have answered. Some of these other questions, even though they might not have asked it recently, have been asked, and also they're related to that question. So they might ask you, how big is Japan? Okay, you know, what is onigiri? They sometimes don't jump from subject to subject so much. They might ask you something about, well, how big is Japan? Well, then, you know, what is the climate like, or something like that. And if they've asked the question once, it doesn't mean that they're finished with that year. So, oh, you're safe, you know, but they asked this in 2009, you don't have to think about it, because they asked that last year. Well, If you look next week, we're going to do lesson two. If you look at the first question, it has, what's Japan's climate like? And they have asked that for 4 years. Every year they've asked that question. So again, when you look at that, it helps you to think, oh, they've asked this question, you know, many years, so maybe it's a good idea to study that. And, you know, so all I'm saying is don't think that because they asked it last year, they won't ask it this year. You know, for example, today's question eight, why are there so many hot springs in Japan? They asked this in 2006, 2007, but they haven't asked it in the last few years, but then they could bring it back and ask this year. So again, I mentioned to everybody is, you know everything, it's hard. But you really need to study everything and know lots of information because you don't know when they're going to ask it or what they're going to ask. Okay?